grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
How's it going?
How are you? Very well. Very well. Yes. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm feeling all hyped up.
All hyped up on all the news.
So much news.
So many stories.
10 tons of cannabis, supposedly.
That's heaps.
Heaps. Confiscated by the cops. Of course, it's been another week of, drugs and guns. This week, a submachine gun found with a weed stash.
Oh, no. I feel like that puts such a bad rep on the brand.
Well, this is what prohibition does, you know. Mm. Corrupt prison staff also this week. International stings. Drugs hidden macadamia nuts, all sorts going on, and amongst it, and I want to preface this by saying it wasn't me.
Okay, thank you.
Roundabout in Waikato, leading the news. Roundabout in Waikato stinks of weed. This is soon to be the end of the expressway. Paiarere. And Waikato Times and so forth will cover this. What cost $60 million, circled by 20,000 vehicles a day and reeks of cannabis. NZTA and the police are apparently aware of it. They've been cruising around.
Looking. Oh, no.
People have all sorts of theories.
What's your
And, of course, the sensible thing is that it's the wrong time of year for anything to be stinking the place out like that. And, so it's clearly not actually coming from cannabis. And but nevertheless,
just smells like it.
Well, so the smell of cannabis is terpenes.
Yeah.
The actual plant material itself wouldn't really smell it much at all. It's the terpene. It's same with every other plant, really.
Okay.
It's these terpenes that are the aromas, and the terpenes in particular, one of them that people really associate with cannabis is myrcene.
Yeah.
And in particular, that's in your skunks and your indicas. It's actually your sleepy kind of one, but it's definitely the characteristic cannabis one. And so people have been theorizing, though, maybe it's the mulch, because they've got like acres of mulch. It's probably made of hemp. Probably is. Looks like it. And maybe that's giving it off. They're like, no, it's not. And they even talked to Professor Ali Saifuddin from AUT, who I have a bit of history with myself.
Okay.
And good and bad. That's a whole show in itself.
That's every great relationship, isn't it?
We grew legal cannabis together. Until a bit of a falling out.
Yeah, anyway. I'm sure he'll be very appreciative of you telling now
Bringing
everyone that.
Oh, yeah. Well, too bad. that's what happens when you go and sign secretive agreements with the competition and lock me out of my own grow. After I've paid for their license. See, it's all coming out now.
Yeah,
anyway, so Ali Saifuddin, he didn't actually know. It got a whole story in its own right, a follow-up. We talked to the professor in the Waikato Times, and he's like, maybe it's the synthetic rubbers and plastics degrading.
No.
He was onto it saying it's probably something to do with terpenes, though. Because wood composting gives off myrcene. It's as simple as that. And it takes like literally a Google search to discover that.
Yeah.
And so I don't know what these guys are doing. And anyway.
Yeah, but people always want to point the finger at cannabis, don't they?
So people might have come across themselves going for a walk through the bush. Have you had a mysterious whiff of weed and been absolutely convinced someone's grown thinking they are? Probably they aren't. Because this myrcene.
Smoking a joint.
You might have thought that, but it looked really hard and turned out, no.
Okay.
Just decomposing wood gives off myrcene.
Damn. Yeah.
So it's probably likely the bark in that they're just spreading around. There you go.
Interesting.
There you go. So before you go down, driving down the express where they're looking for it, turn around, come back. Come back to Auckland.
You're only going to find a pile of decomposing wood?
That's right. And interestingly, sometimes people say, hey, you smoke so much weed, you smell of it. Have you ever had that? Because I've had that. I've had people say that.
Yeah.
And like literally coming out of your pores.
Oh, right? That's the type of shit my mum used to try, sir.
Well, it turns out the type of sweat that is given out by your armpits and your groin also has this myrcene, where it reacts with some skin bacteria and produces the myrcene.
So it's actually not about
You can literally weed just smell of weed in your armpits.
There we go. Honestly.
Oh, yeah.
Sniffing out whoever lit up at the concert and finding yourself neck deep in someone's pit.
Yeah. It's also, you know,
don't
why...
make that face. You brought it up.
I know, I'm grossing myself out. But it's also why cops can't go around saying they smell it, right? Because it doesn't always come from cannabis. It can just be some wood rotting, can just be someone's armpit.
Okay.
But if you're in a public place, you can cite my very own court case, Police v. Fowley, 2002, Karangahape Road, literally within sight of the hemp store. And if you're in a public place, that smell could be coming from anywhere. They cannot use smell to search you.
Fantastic.
Bomb. There you go.
Good to know.
Thank you. I've made myself so thirsty. I want to have one of these terpene drinks.
Okay.
So here we get. What would you like? The In Zone or the Unwind? The In Zone from Good Herb Soda is replicating your indicas. So your sativas. So it's like pinene, limonene, linalool.
I feel like I'm looking at.
You want to get in the
two
zone?
And a half hours of banging radio. So I reckon an In Zone's for me.
I need to calm down. I'm having the Unwind. That's the carafiline and the myrcene. So there you go.
That's it. It's a delightful can as well.
Lovely. Oh.
That's delicious. That's so yum.
I could have some more.
Oh, that's so yum. My mum would love it.
There you go. Get your mum on it.
I will.
So this is terpenes without the cannabinoids. But terpenes are like the differences between all your strains, really. Because everything's got... If you think about indica and sativa as your two... Even though those terms don't make any sense... Now, genetically, but if what people think about them, like this, the two drinks, indica sedating, sativa uplifting, both got THC in them.
Yeah.
Difference is the terpenes.
Interesting.
Mm.
So what's in this can is actually what makes all the difference.
Yeah. So you can kind of use that to boost your... Boost the effects. Or say you have a strain that isn't quite sedating enough, you know, top it up. Top it up with an unwind drink. Or Raw, in fact, if I can have a plug another product down in the shop, they do these Raw papers, you're probably aware of, they do these little sprays. Spray them on your herb or your papers, and it's terpenes, and then it changes their profile. So they've gone a bit stale, which they're really volatile.
On your rolling papers?
Yeah, yeah. So you just give it a spray, let it dry for a few seconds, where you go. And so therefore, let's say you have a sedating nighttime strain, but it's the daytime, so you can put on the perky one.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Speaking of, this is going a little bit off topic again. Mm. Speaking of being able to spray cannabis, I have a friend who is a medical, who has a prescription, and got quite sick and so couldn't smoke prescription buds, and was given a spray, like a mouth spray.
Yeah.
That you spray into your mouth, and which I just feel like kind of makes the whole process a little bit too easy. Like I feel like you have to work for it a bit. But it kind of buzzed me out because I didn't really understand how it was like. I guess it was just mixing with your saliva and then you'd swallow it. It's weird.
Yeah, those sprays are sublinguals, so they're absorbing them through your tongue. You typically do swallow about half of it. So Sativex, the original expensive one, is one of them.
Yeah.
And then Helios, who's on part of the AUT and Ali Safodan thing. So they have done one here, like a kind of generic of the Sativex at half the price, which is great. Good on them.
Interesting.
Yeah. Off you. So, all different things. You don't want to make your medicines unpleasant.
Mm.
You know? And they often put like fruity flavors in.
Yeah.
Blah, blah. what else have we got? Well, that's right. No, what else did we have? Did we talk about the Thai stuff? No, we didn't. So we're coming back to it. So we've done all about what doesn't exist down at that roundabout. And then in terms of what did exist, sorry, not Thai, Vietnamese, the 10 tons. I just wanted to crunch these numbers because it was in all the media today, all covering it, all just reproducing the same figures from the police. And the police even put out quite a slick little video because they definitely want it to have legs. And there might be a reason for that. They might want it to be seen back over there so that people stop coming over. But when they came down, 120 properties in 1 month alone. So that compares to 90 in all of last year. 120 in 1 month just around Auckland. Well, it sounds like it's Auckland, hard to tell. 11,000 plants, so that's an average of 90 each. 10 tonnes, they're saying it's worth 50 million. That means they got 900 grams of plant, which anyone who's grown is like, what? $4,500. If you crunch these numbers down, they're either saying you're getting 15 ounces off a plant or 32 ounces off a plant.
Okay.
It's just not feasible. It's not feasible. So if you go, hang on, this 10 tons, and in this video, there's no evidence they're drying anything. They're just stuffing the whole plant. This is the entire plant, wet weight, right, is all weighing this 10 ton. And then they've gone, ha ha, 10 tons of cannabis, 50 million. Turns out, though, if you actually dry it and manicure it down to usable buds, it's about 14%.
Oh,
so that
10 goodness.
Tons is 1.4 tons. That 50 million is probably 7.5 million.
Big difference there, isn't it?
Yeah, so just to put a bit of
perspective
and realism on it. But interestingly, only 30 amongst these 120 properties and all this, blah, 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 only 30 people arrested with a total of $11,000 in cash. They clearly did not get the money men or the big wigs running it, right?
Mm-hmm.
They've got the workers, who, it turns out, are kind of indentured slaves, come under here on false pretenses, for a better life, usually paid their way to get here, and then find themselves, crop sitting.
Damn.
In some dodgy thing. So wouldn't it be better, though? Because they're just going to get replaced, right? If they're doing this in 1 month, there's just more happening, right? They haven't got all of them. There's just more going to happen.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be better? Because we're talking pathways for skilled workers and things this week.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't it be better to have a cannabis skilled worker pathway? And just let them come over here properly and not be indentured slave workers, but be legit workers, pay some tax, do it properly, work for a licensed place, give them a license. They've said, innit, that they're experts at growing cannabis. They said it right there.
Well, when you put it like that, it's no brainer, Chris.
Solved another problem. they might be able to grow something like this. This is...
Let's have a sniff.
Have a sniff of that. Now, that one there... That's high.
Do you know what I miss you? I remember one time you brought in a a smell wheel.
Ooh.
Of all the flat.
What are you thinking that one?
Right now.
Quite high in the carafling, which is peppery.
I'm going to say citrus, but I think I say that for everyone.
There you go. It's high in the limonene and the pinene and the myrcene. The stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
All tested and measured. We love it. And by the way, and so we'll end on another positive study, and that's that no matter what you think about cannabis, if you legalise it, new study came out this week, analysis of 20 countries, published in a Nature sublabel called Journal of Cannabis Research, reduced use of tobacco and amphetamines.
Oh, yeah.
And don't ask me to explain why, but if you legalise medical cannabis, that's what you get. So surely that's a positive.
And yet another no-brainer.
Bomb.
There you go. Did you have anything else for us, Chris?
One more thing is that Rua Bio, bless them, one of the medical cannabis companies, have started a petition this week. Tell Parliament, Tene Paramata, they're calling it. It's a very easy, I checked it out. You go onto their website, ruabio.com, and very easy to send a kind of like form lettery type thing to your local MP, or all of them, whatever. And but also you can download a letter and kind of adjust it and do your own thing in that, which is also very good. But they just made it nice and simple and easy. Ruabio.com, and very good. It's saying you should have the right to grow your own.
And you should.
You bloody well should. In that roundabout even. No, that would be unsafe. Not in the roundabout.
In your own home.
That's what I meant
away
to say.
Away from the kids.
That's what I meant to say. In your own home.
Yep. Yeah, duh.
Yeah, so there you go.
Well,
sign the petition.
You.
There you go.
Once again, I feel smarter for having talked to you, Chris.
Oh, that's the aim. come down to the shop, to the Hemp Store on K Road, if you want to get a prescription.
Yeah.
I can sort you out.
If you want to go hang out.
Yeah. And
get
what
your
else
Halloween present shopping done.
Oh, yeah. Well, Halloween is coming up. That's at Whakamana. They're right next to us, or just behind us, on K Road, in the green zone up on K Road. And so that's cool. That's on the 31st. And then you've got Canaposium is actually next Saturday and Sunday, the 4th and 5th of October.
Of course.
At the Waipuna. The Canaposium. Cannabis Symposium. Awesome.
Fantastic. Well.
Right on.
Thank you, Chris. We will talk to you next week.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with man.